faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
My earliest memory was watching the 49ers play the Cowboys. I was probably about 5 years old, and my parents used to watch games a lot at home and have parties. My brother, who is almost 10 years older than I am, was in New Jersey. My mother was on the phone with him. He's an avid Cowboy fan. Back then, and at that time frame, a long-distance phone call was expensive, and I remember my mom yelling at us all the time, "Is that a toll call?" And here she was on the phone with my brother in a whole other state for a large majority of this game, just bantering back and forth between, you know, each other. It wasn't going so well for us. It didn't look like it was going to. And my mom just had this assurity and peace, and she said, "This is what's going to happen. They're going to do this and this and this, and then it's going to float one in the back end zone." And sure enough, down after down, play after play, and then the catch happened. I mean, I still get goosebumps when I talk about it because it really solidified it for me. You couldn't have been a fan of any other team.
Champions from July 7th. We're champions right now. We got one more to go. Congratulations for a tremendous effort. Tremendous.
For millions of faithful, it starts somehow. A connection to the team blossoms by way of a moment. An experience. For Cat Tate, that moment happened on January 10th, 1982. And since then, she has been a diehard faithful through it all. But like so many, Kat wanted to do more. And a chance meeting with two other faithful ladies at a team's practice turned into a relationship that would launch a movement.
It really stemmed from three of us, myself, Charlene, and Liz. I heard them conversing about plays and routes and who's playing. And I was like, wow. Awesome. And I chime in and they chime, and then we just spent the rest of the time like this.
To find out how passionate she was and we were, and for us to just click and get together, it's been wonderful.
And so Ladies of the Empire was born. It began with a handful of women, and like the love for the game within the hearts of the faithful females, it grew and grew. And as the years passed, inquiries to join became more frequent.
Tell me about the group and how would I join?
Well, you can't because you're a man.
Ladies, get funky. All the ladies in the
house. The ladies. A Lady of the Empire is an educated fan that's just as passionate about football as men are.
And it's a group of people that have grown to love each other, respect each other, and talk about football.
We're very good at doing our homework and researching.
I wouldn't want to have a trivia night with these guys against the guys because we'd win.
If you come in and you're a newbie and you don't know a lot about the game, you will learn it from the Ladies of the Empire because we're not just there to yell for the team and so forth. We support the players. We know what they're doing. So we really get into the game as well as getting into the heart of it all.
There's opportunities where we meet the players, so getting to know them in a personal level and then watching them play is just amazing because you're just like, oh my God, I met him 2 weeks ago.
It's a really big, diverse group. They all have different reasons for loving the 49ers. They all have different reasons why they're here.
We represent the 49ers, and we get out there and just let the 49ers know this is our section. We are here to represent from the ladies, and we have a good time.
I joined Legion of the Empire mainly for camaraderie. You know, that we all have, you know, that same commonality and the knowledge and the, you know, the background to, you know, really discuss sports, especially football, and of course, our Niners.
What I love about it is that these ladies have become like a sisterhood to me.
They're so welcoming. I mean, everybody's just so nice, very down to earth.
I think it just brings a lot of people who just have one thing in common, which is their love of the 49ers, together.
It's grown tremendously. I think there were 12 of us, and now I think there's thousands.
The group is all about women who love football, who love the game of football, and don't mind looking at guys in pads.
He's a fucking brother.
Most of the women say, you know, I want to know more about it, but, you know, when I ask my husband, he's like, shh, I'm watching the game. You know, I don't have time. You know, I'll tell you later, and they never do. Some of women have the negative connotation of the game, and largely I think it's because they weren't allowed to play or don't understand it, and no one took the time to explain. And once you get it and you understand all the subtle nuances of it, it's a phenomenal game, and I don't know how anyone can't become addicted to it.
So as the passion for the game and the membership for the Ladies of the Empire flourished, so did something else. The bond between daughters and dads, moms and sons, husbands and wives.
By being a part of our group, have now a bond with their sons that they didn't have prior.
It has created a huge bond with my son and I. It's created a huge bond with my husband and I because he is a diehard Niner fan. It's something that we share, we can talk about. I learn from him.
We're raising the future 49ers, the future generation of this team.
And as the ladies get more and more immersed in their family's faithfulness for the 49ers, they become even more diehard, which means never missing a game and enjoying it as much as their male counterparts do.
My typical Sunday on a home game, we arrive about 4 hours prior to kickoff, tailgate in the same place every game with our same group of women that set up. We have women who are coming from other states, depending on certain games, and saying, this is where we are. Bring a dish to share, hang out, men, women, children, everybody. Let's just socialize. We have a little over 3,000 members between here and the UK, and then Mexico and all over the United States, which makes it great when we travel to away games. I've been blessed where I've been able to do that and to be welcomed in a town, in a city that I ordinarily wouldn't know anyone. I know people and they know me and vice versa. When they come here, they're welcomed. I can't tell you how many women who normally would not have attended a 49er home game because they didn't know anyone there. And because of Ladies of the Empire, women have been able to experience the game in a way they didn't think was possible.
Experiencing the game from all angles is what the Ladies of the Empire is doing with their faithful following. Whether it's enjoying a tailgate at Levi Stadium or traveling to an away game via their network of members, the Ladies of the Empire can be seen everywhere their beloved team is found, even at the podium on draft day.
I donated money to the Niner Foundation. They had an auction package to be allowed to announce our fourth round draft pick. And I said, wow, that would be so amazing. From what I was told, I'm the first female to ever announce the 49ers draft picks.
Niners are now on the clock. Let's listen in.
With the 34th pick of the fourth round, number 131 overall, the Ladies of the Empire, on behalf of the San Francisco 49ers, select Marcus Lattimore, running back.
Up next, watch as the future female faithful take the field to learn the game. And later, the Ladies of the Empire define fandom through acts of kindness when we return.
I don't think it's any surprise to anyone who's watching this that women fans of football are out there in huge numbers. If you walk into Levi's Stadium on a 49ers game day, the crowd is at least 50-50. It may even be leaning more and more towards more female fans. Even our events like draft party and our training camp events, the women really come out in full force, and it's great. And they also tend to bring a lot of the kids along with them, which is awesome. It really helps promote the sport and gets people interested from an early age.
From an early age, many female faithful have loved their team. The largest group to represent that affinity is the Ladies of the Empire, which was founded in 2010. The Ladies of the Empire unites fans all over the country, offering them a network that connects women on the common ground of love of the game of football and love for the 49ers. However, the official booster club recognized by the 49er organization isn't the only game in town if you're a faithful female. Enter the Faithfulistas.
The great thing about the Faithfulistas Club is that it really appeals to a wide audience.
We have women in the club that don't know the difference between a quarterback and a cornerback. We have women that can break down a 4-3 defense versus a 3-4 defense, and we have everybody in between. Faithfulistas are awesome in the sense that we are very inclusive. You love Run and Goal, we love you.
We have members who are, you know, a little bit novice when it comes to football knowledge, and maybe we're a little intimidated, but we offer them programs like Football 101. We also have women who would really surprise people with not only their knowledge of football and football strategy, but also the trivia of the 49ers.
It was inspired by our owner, Denise, to basically have a spot that female fans could come together, root for the 49ers, have events together, and kind of celebrate their fandom. They're loud and proud. They always come completely decked out in 49ers gear, and it's awesome to see, and they really just bring that fandom to a new level.
There are a lot of female fans out there of football, of the 49ers, and how can we help them get together and build that network? And that's really what started the Faithfulistas. We launched it in the summer of 2012. We now have over 2,000 members.
For a female fan, learning football, picking the 49ers as a team is certainly one that comes with lots of championships, comes with lots of history. Again, to our ownership, I mean, I think it's really a telling thing that we have extremely powerful and strong woman that's our owner, and the family values that she brings is really important to females as a whole. Interesting fact is that our season ticket holder base, the actual card holders, are females on the majority. So they're the people that are actually encouraging, you know, their families to come out and support 49ers football.
In the past, we've had events where we do chalk talks with the scouts and coaches, and we break down film. And we've also done events where the women are outside on the field running skills and drills and running over pads and tackling to learn the fundamentals of football. We do it in a really fun, exciting way that everyone can participate, no matter the level of athleticism or previous football experience, but it's just a great time to be had by all, and it's a very inclusive experience for any woman that likes red and gold.
Getting women involved with the team they love is a priority for the 49ers, and having them do so alongside the men in their life is a bonus. A few weeks back, those two worlds came together perfectly on the 49ers practice fields at the SAP Performance Center in Santa Clara.
Tonight we've welcomed 50 pairs of dads and daughters who are excited to come out and be a part of the Bay Area Women's Sports Initiative partnership to do a youth football camp. So we're going to see lots of these pairings just having a great time, learning about teamwork, enthusiasm, and the power that comes through participating in sport. Not only do we have some terrific dads and daughters from our community, but we're also joined by 49ers players, coaches, executives, alumni players who are here with their daughters as well.
So right now we just broke up all our dads and daughters into different groups, and they're getting a chance to go through the different positions that are part of a football team. So we got tackling, we got a wide receiver station, we have a running back station, we got field goal kicking. So really just giving an opportunity to get out there, move around a little bit, and try a bunch of different things. So sometimes, you know, for a lot of people, this will be their first time to tackle, so that's always an exciting thing to watch. It's always one of those, like, great equalizers, too, because a lot of times dad were great tacklers, and then when it's time to come out here, it's been a couple of years, so the daughters are actually teaching them a thing or two, which is fantastic. So it's a lot of fun to watch the interaction and watch them kind of go at it.
I don't want to break the equipment. I don't want to knock it. Hey, it would end up in two pieces if I hit it.
Just the bond that a daughter and father could share, you know, just being able to be out on the field, play catch, you know, making it sure it's okay for dads and daughters to also participate in football activities. And I think that's what we're here promoting, you know, just being able to show that father and daughter could have that special bond with each other, and that could go a long way into turning an average fan into a greater fan. So I think that's what makes it very special.
that's why I love this team. They always put on events like this so where we can get out in the community and give back and, you know, just to do things with our young girls because, you know, it's important that we mentor them just like we do our young boys. So, you know, we're having a good time.
In 2010, the Ladies of the Empire started with only a handful of members. Now, half a decade later, the club boasts thousands of members, all with their unique stories of fandom and love for the red and gold. Captained by Bay Area native and Booster Club president, Kat Tate, the group reflects on their leading lady for what she is, a dynamic, loving, strong, faithful.
I always like to say that when I grow up, I want to be just like Kat one day. She is probably one of the most generous, hardworking individuals I've ever met in my life.
She gets things going. She's a power person. She's very powerful.
She's one of the most passionate female football enthusiasts I've ever met.
She is a phenomenal networker who just knows how to pull in the right group of people for the right event.
I'm just so blessed and thankful that she is a sister to me and to these other ladies.
She's there for everybody, whatever you need, and she kind of takes it even off the field, you know, out of the arena. Her heart is wide open.
Like the women who surround her, Kat's heart is wide open. And with her guidance, the Ladies of the Empire transformed from Faithful Booster Club into a nonprofit charity organization. That unselfish conversion was never more apparent than in 2014, when a wayward Niner faithful amongst a sea of Seahawk fans went viral. Kat reached out to the young man to invite him to a 49er game, but what transpired was something even greater. It turned out that this teen was homeless and living as a ward of the state in a Washington shelter. His name is Ronnie Andrews, and after finding out about his situation, Kat and the Ladies of the Empire opened their hearts and purse strings and raised nearly $40,000 for his cause. But the act to help a young man in need isn't the end of what the club has set out to accomplish. This year, like the years prior, the Ladies of the Empire held an annual mixer to raise money for their causes while connecting with each other. It's that sense of loving that defines a group that, like most tight-knit communities, values family overall.
I moved to the Bay Area because I'm married and I didn't really know anyone. So through my 49er faithful family, I've met so many wonderful people and they've grown in my heart, and I can genuinely say that they've become like family. I do things with them when it's not football season.
That's, again, what I really like about the Ladies of the Empire, that even though if you don't know these ladies, by joining, you're really gonna get that sense of family.
We've helped each other through divorces, through marriages, through deaths. We have become a family because of football and because of the 49ers.
And as they continue to connect, the Ladies of the Empire have taken their place amongst the most faithful groups on the planet. Their goal was to unite women through the love of the game. And it's because of that love that their faithfulness is strengthened week in and week out.
I think the term faithful means unwavering support.
Faithful to me means above anything and everything, the highs, the lows, the mids. You have faith and love for your team.
Committed, loving.
Making sure that no matter what, you're always going to be there.
In 2012, Kat Tate, the president of the Ladies of the Empire, not only increased her knowledge of stadiums around the NFL, but also increased the points on her frequent flyer account. You see, Kat did what most of us only dream of doing, and she did so during a dream season.
A friend of mine moved to Arizona, and so I said, okay, I'm for sure going to do that one. And then I wanted to either go to Green Bay or New Orleans. So then at this point, now I have 3 of the 8 away games. So when I did that, I went, okay, now I'm doing 4 of the 8.
I might as well finish the season. Playoffs, I'm still going to football games. Like, this is awesome. And here I've gone to no outside stadium other than our own, to all of these stadiums. I was finishing my journey at the Super Bowl. I can't believe I followed them from every game from preseason all the way to the Super Bowl. There's not a game I miss. It was awesome.
Coming up on the season finale of The Faithful.
Voice acting. This is a stack of copy that I keep in my voiceover booth to show anybody that says, voice acting sounds fun and easy. Out of this stack of paper, I might have booked 3 roles.
There really isn't a voice he can't do.
10 pounds? You're not going to get a better deal than this.
Marlon Perkins, Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom. I'll stay in the Jeep while Jim wrestles the cougar.
Kermit the Frog here.
Arnold, I'll be back.
Boom! We beat Cliff Lee last night, 11-3.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
Carlos Alex Rocky. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlton Williamson. No, I mean Eric Wright. Dwight Hicks, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it? That's all? Where's the entertainment?